Hydration breaks at the 2026 World Cup face backlash, prompting FIFA to reassess their effectiveness. Here's why this scrutiny could reshape future tournaments. FIFA's introduction of mandatory 3-minute hydration breaks, regardless of weather, has stirred discontent among fans and broadcasters alike. Critics argue these pauses serve as lucrative commercial opportunities rather than genuine player welfare measures. Arsene Wenger, FIFA's head of global football development, acknowledges the breaks on popularity, stating, "Sometimes people didn't like them." He promises a thorough review post-tournament to analyze their impact. As frustration mounts, spectators have begun to boo the breaks, particularly in matches held in covered stadiums. While Wenger insists the breaks didn't alter match outcomes, he recognizes the need to cater to the audience's experience. Meanwhile, UEFA has already ruled out implementing similar breaks in their competitions, and England manager Thomas Tuchel has expressed his disapproval, citing disruptions to the game's flow. In contrast, Spain's coach Luis de la Fuente supports the initiative, emphasizing player health. Additionally, Wenger defends the World Cup's expansion to 48 teams, deeming it a success and ethically necessary for broader representation. The debate surrounding hydration breaks highlights the ongoing tension between player welfare and the viewing experience.